guys, welcome back to another We Love to Wear Black podcast, number 6. Yeah, episode 6. Today we're going to talk about growing up, as if any of us have done that. So yeah, I don't know where we start.
That was some clear shade thrown.
No, me too, man, not just you.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Michael?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe like a streamer, but I want to pick like a realistic, like good job that helps things.
Okay.
You know? So one that doesn't want to make you blow your brains out. Like.
You said helps. All
right, let's talk about this. Why did you say that, Fed?
I did. I swear. Growing up, yeah. So, I mean, do we talk about like what it was like growing up for us?
Sure. All right.
Yes.
I know a fun game. On a scale of 1 through 10, let's rate our childhood, 10 being amazing and 1 being terrible.
Okay.
Ready?
We just go down the line?
We can say it at the same time, too, or go down the line.
Okay.
Which one are we doing?
Think about it. Do it all at once.
Yeah, let's do it all at once. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
7.8.
Okay. All right. I saw a lot of wide variety of numbers. Let's really delve into this. Mm-hmm. Pokemon, you said 7.8.
Yeah.
Do you think you had a relatively good childhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I got very lucky, especially because my mom is a teacher. So I think she has a lot of experience in handling kids and childhoods in general. So I think she kept a lot of things in mind to make sure I grow up sort of sane. It didn't really work out, but it's okay.
What about you?
You super high rolled.
What did you say?
No, she's super high rolled.
No, I mean, like, what number did you say?
Oh, I said 6.
6. Okay, that's still not that bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't great. You know, it wasn't flowers and fucking rainbows, but, you know, it was roof over my head. And, like, you know, I turned out okay. So, in the moment, in the moment, it definitely felt like a 3 or 2, you know, but, like, you know, I'm able to look back now and be like, yeah, you know what? You know, I came out okay. You know, but yeah, I think what I didn't like the most was like my relationship with my dad. Mm-hmm. But I mean, other than that, like, could have been worse for sure.
You said a 4.
I did say a 4.
Why did you? That's a low number.
I was thinking, you know, 5 is average, and then, you know, like, tick it one down for, you know, like everything in middle school and elementary school, you know, just give it a little tick down. It was an all right childhood, but you know, like, school was pretty weird for me. Didn't do super well in it, but I think other than that, like, home life was relatively good. My parents were pretty nice, and I turned out, I guess we'll see how I turn out when I finally an adult, so can't really say for the future. But what about you? What did you say?
I said around the 5.
Oh, yeah.
Average, I think. Average, honestly, yeah. Just average.
Yeah.
Good parts, bad parts. This is somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Are there any childhood events that you feel like led you to being the person you are today? Anything that, like, stands out for you?
I think my mom was, like, super fucking involved with, like, my life, and it was so annoying. My mom was, like, the type of person, like, she'd be at the PTA meeting, she'd be at this meeting, she'd be, like, she'd drop me off at school, and, like, she'd come to the school and sell pizza at the school, and, like, say, hi, mijo, like, in front of all my friends. I'm like, oh, no, dude, she's
cute now.
Aww,
cute now.
Yeah, that's cute.
And, you know, she was a leader, in a sense, like a leader role model for me, because she was very involved. She took on a lot of roles and responsibilities, and I got to, like, kind of see that, and I guess I kind of, like, absorb that. And definitely, you know, I definitely started, like, exhibiting that kind of behavior, especially in high school. Student body president, and then, like, media. I was lead of my media department in robotics, stuff like that. Like,
you're in robotics.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, beep. You never told me this.
Yeah. No, I know all the stuff. I can show you some of my robotics vlogs.
Robotics
vlogs. There's an MCN machine like the size of this table, like, yay high. But anyways. Yeah, I guess that's one thing for me. I don't know about you guys.
Your parents. Hmm.
I mean, I can continue. I can continue talking, but like, I don't want to. I don't want to hold the mic here.
I think learning programming for me was a pretty defining event in becoming who I am now. I didn't really have a thing that I was good at, so it really could have been anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like picked a thing to what the fuck? I picked a thing to like kind of just buckle down and focus on, and I think that just like helped a lot, just overall, in leading me to here.
I think that was just like gaming, internet culture, and the PC in general for me, especially because as nice as my parents are, they were like relatively strict, especially in comparison to like non-immigrant parents. So because of that, like I really got into just like making friends online, so I still had something fun to do when I was at home and all my friends were out. And yeah, that was like my little escape. I guess now it's my job, so. I love video games.
Lily, do you have anything?
I love video games too. Oh,
okay, cool.
My parents were the type of people who were like, yeah, girl. Girls shouldn't play video games.
They said that? Wow.
Yeah, 100%. They didn't think I should play video games. And they were okay with my younger brother. But me, no.
Sound very traditional.
Very traditional.
How was your guys' relationship with your parents growing up?
I do remember a phase of being like really mad at them, like super angsty teen, especially because like they were strict. Mm-hmm. But also looking back, I'm like, all things considered, it's okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like reeing, like I'm gonna run away from home.
Yeah, I think we've
my all... friends, this, that, beep, boop, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you grow up and you're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah, but in the moment, it's like, fuck, I was like so close to running away. Yeah.
I was gonna... you're like, where the hell would I even go?
Yeah.
Like,
I would like walk down the street and then just walk back.
Dude, what am I gonna do? Move across the island to the other side?
I actually did run away for like half a day, and like I would hide like in my neighbor's yard area and just kind of like spy in my house. See, are they worried about me?
Yeah.
are they gonna call the police?
Like, should I go back? Interesting to think like we only do that because we want them to care to do something or like that attention.
Yeah.
Most of the time they call your bluff though.
Yeah.
Like, you don't end up running away.
Yeah. They didn't do shit. They just knew I'd come back.
They weren't the slightest bit worried about you.
They're like, okay, fine. Who's going to cook you? We're fucking raccoons? All right.
Jesus. Any regrets?
I mean, I think my biggest... Oh, okay, I have like two major regrets. I was very not... Like, I didn't really give a shit about my my schooling.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so I feel it a lot today, you know? I feel like I'm behind on a lot of things, like... Mm.
I think that's because you're schooling. I think it's because we're streamers. We're all behind now.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I feel like I have like the drive to like do stuff, and like that's something you can't like learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you just get or feel. But I really didn't give a single shit about like my education, middle school, and like kind of halfway through. High school, and that's when like I flipped the switch, and
not a bad time,
but it definitely hurt me for sure, and I can feel that. Yeah, I mean, that's one regret. What about you guys?
Mm-hmm. You say something about Arya?
I forgot.
Okay, cool, nice.
When it comes back, I'll say it.
I regret not, kind of going with my gut more. I think if I would have done that, like, I don't learn very well in school.
Mm-hmm.
I learn very well, like, on my own doing things. So I wish I would have realized that earlier and, like, had the confidence to just go with that, that, like, I understood that. But it was, like, if I was teaching myself something and I was, like, slipping in school, I was like, oh, man, maybe I'm not, like, doing the right thing. But then, you know, in the end, it was the right thing because that's how I just how I absorb stuff. Mm. So I wish I would have done that sooner.
Mm. I'm sure a lot of people feel similarly. I think it's hard to be so confident when you're young.
Yeah,
I remember going through like the biggest phase of like, who am I?
Yeah, like what the fuck?
What the hell kind of question even is that?
I'm 16.
Just do your homework.
Were you guys good in school?
Hell no.
Yeah, school's my shit.
School's my shit until end of sophomore year, and then I really started to give a shit. Like, I was smurfing.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
It's just, like, I actually really miss that because I like, very measurable goals.
Yeah. Doing your own business is very...
That's how I started to see it, too.
Yeah.
I like the, like, competitive aspect to it. Yeah. And, like, look at that. Look at that shit. Just put your dick...
I did this.
Just flip your dick and just... Boom, on the table, like sorry.
In the middle of class when you get your marks.
Yeah. It felt good.
I did not like that aspect.
Sorry.
I was sitting in the back of the room playing Smash Brothers.
I was sitting in the back drawing. My notebooks were all just doodles. There were no notes.
Did you ever think, like, this is what I want to do?
This?
No, Lily, with her doodles.
At a point, I was like, oh, maybe I should, like, major in art.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm too lazy to make a portfolio. All right, maybe I should major in English. Oh, fuck. That's so much schooling shit. I don't want to do that. Maybe I should major in music. So I got a 2-year degree in music. Absolutely useless, but, you know.
I don't think anything's useless. I mean, you definitely no
half a degree, which is not a degree. It's nothing.
I mean, useless in the sense that like it's not going to get you a job, maybe like a great, fantastic job. But you learn like how to like talk and like understand music. I wish I like minored in music or something. Fucking, that's I don't know.
I wish I would have done more music too.
Yeah,
understood the theory behind
it. Your parents didn't beat you till you learned music.
No.
Okay.
Not that kind of Asian.
I used to
It's very practical. You know, like music is something we consume practical. Every day.
Yeah.
So like
it's a useful skill no matter what.
I agree.
And now you use it for your job now. So you're getting a lot of leverage out of it.
Like back then it was like, fuck, I hate piano. Like stop making me play these songs. I hate it so much. Every time I practice, my short little legs that couldn't reach the pedal just kicked the piano every time I practiced. Just kicked it really hard.
Tantrums every time.
So Lily had piano, but do you guys have anything like your parents made you do, like made you practice?
Yeah, I have piano.
Oh, you have piano as well?
Yeah, too. I hated it so much that I did piano
for like 2 months. And then we went away to Morocco for the summer. And then they came back and they were like, forget about it.
Yeah.
I feel like you hear that a lot, like being forced to play piano when you're younger. Yeah. It's just, well, you stick with it, you know?
I think the thing is not like necessarily making kids learn a specific skill like just piano or just music. I think it's more teaching people that they can put a lot of effort and devotion into mastering something and that can feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think piano is just like the classic example. But I think in general, like that's what school taught me. Just like if you try really freaking hard and put in a lot of effort, then you can like get good marks. Mm-hmm. And then I always think about that with League. I'm like, I just need to practice really hard.
Study, so watch the VOD. What do
you see people who practice really hard, but they're still stuck in, you know, their ELO? Asking for a friend.
Next question.
Right, next question. I think, speaking about piano, I 100% would have been one of those people who are like, oh, my parents forced me when I was younger, and then like stop, right? But then video game music, like, saved my interest. Like, anime music. I'm like, I need to learn piano now to play my favorite weep songs.
That's so cute.
And that's what saved it.
Like a genuine interest.
That's what you need. You need a genuine interest.
I was so lucky. I'm actually jealous that happened to you. I used to love soccer so much, but my parents forced it on me super hard, and it was such a turnoff. But, like, I feel like maybe if, like, I had, like, an experience like that where, like,
there was another reason to be motivated.
Yeah, it just never happened. I just like stopped giving a shit.
Yeah, once you find that genuine passion for something, you know, no one needs to force you to do it. You're just gonna do it because you like doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the best because you'll just do it, you practice, and you get better.
Yeah,
true. I mean, I guess I did do that with other stuff, but
yeah, like editing.
Best editing.
Yeah, but that was like 5 years. Soccer was like 13 years. Like,
Poof. Well, you're so good at soccer. Look at our soccer video.
True. I watched it again. I'm like, wait, I'm actually not that good at all.
Way better than us.
Yeah, so yeah. Compared to the rest of us, you look like God.
Yeah, actually.
God.
Yeah. It's like a gold player among iron.
That's so actually bad. What it was.
Some of us hasn't even like never installed the game before.
Yeah, I swear to God.
I think I regret I think it was kind of hard for me with friends because I had this idea that like people were either like good or bad. And when someone would cross me, it was like, that's it. We could like never be friends again.
Ruthless.
And I feel like that's like a very naive mentality. And it's never like when I was young. And I think especially in high school, maybe because high school is kind of dramatic. It's like this girl did this like. Cut. Mm. Whereas in real life, like someone messes up and you talk about them and you see if it's something you can work out and then you move past it 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
So much bloodshed in high school for no reason.
Did you guys have like nasty high schools? Because I had a nasty high school.
I had like mine was like the fighting high school.
Oh yeah.
Like, where there were a lot of fights. I was never
first
really
day
in
of school.
So I was kind of.
That was my middle school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I had an elitist high school with lots of Asians.
Was it all about like who's doing the best?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
It was in a good neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. My mom actually researched a school and then like moved, so. Lucky for her, I got into community college. Take that, mom.
I feel like that's not very conducive to like art or music or other talents if it's just like really elitist and all about marks.
Yeah, it was whatever. High school was so blech.
Yeah.
Were you guys' high schools like very clicky? You know, like the Persians, Mexicans, yes. Fucking
not via race.
Not by race.
Nonetheless. For middle school, for me, it was all about race. Like which one are you? Like
that's,
oh,
I wonder if that's common nowadays too.
I
hope not.
I don't know.
You think it is or isn't?
I have no idea. My high school was 300 kids, so like it was just random. So. Like there was no, but I don't know what high schools are these days.
Mm. Same.
Oh, when I was in middle school, I remember this memory so distinctly. There was a girl who was really popular, but also very mean, but also she really liked me. And I've always been like the kind of person that's not like the most popular, but just like friends with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I saw her being like really mean to this other girl. And I like pulled her aside and I was like, why are you like this, basically? And she deadpan, like eighth grade, she was like, oh, I put other people down because it makes me feel better about myself.
Wow.
What? In eighth grade, I mean, she said honest. That to me.
A startling
and I was
amount
like,
of self-awareness from an eighth grader.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Glad you know.
There was actually, there's actually so many people like that at that age. When you think about it, like they don't understand like, what they're doing to like another human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think what's most important is for the people that are being bullied or hurt to know that that's where it comes from and that it's not a reflection on them. Mm-hmm. I feel like this has been like such a like low energy.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little low energy.
Well, I don't know if it's low energy. It's deep, you know? It's like...
True.
You know?
Mm. Was your preppy high school like...
Huh?
Was your preppy high school like actually preppy, or were there like the rich kid problem?
Rich kid problem. I wasn't rich, but there were a lot of rich people.
Yeah.
16, 15 years coming in with their fancy cars and shit.
Were in they the parking ever like, lot. Did that ever cause problems? Because there was a fancy high school like kind of close to mine.
Mm-hmm.
As like, it was like the one, it cost like, it had tuition. It was like $16,000 a year to go to high school, which is fucking crazy.
That's stupid.
Yeah. And it ended up being like all the smart kids who were in my middle school and were like, bye, I'm going to go be smarter than you now, went to like the good high school.
Oh,
and
no.
Now they're like all addicted to drugs.
Oh my
and because
God.
Because it's like, they had so much money that they're just like able to like get drugs. You know what I mean? Whereas my place, it's like, too poor to afford it. Who cares?
The silver lining.
Yeah, that'll show you.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was high school?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking. Dude, I didn't know drugs were a thing till like the end of high school. I mean.
Oh, really?
I mean, I mean, you hear about it, but
Not even alcohol?
I mean, not really.
There was so much partying at my school.
Really?
Wow. Alcohol problem?
And drugs. Oh, cool. And a lot of people now are addicted or selling or both or, you know, or were or whatever. Mm. Even at our dances, our high school dances, we were the first year to have, like, we needed the dances to be canceled for a few months because they had gotten so bad.
Holy shit. Like,
so many people were just coming drunk to our school dances. People were, like, flashing or, like, giving handies in places. Like,
dude, what the fuck?
Yeah. It was wild.
That's how, like, you, that much. That's how, like, you, I feel like I'd imagine a high school in, like, a movie.
Right. Yeah.
When you were in middle school, it's, no, it's that's like, what it'll be like. Yeah. That was actually like that.
I think it's actually, like, worse nowadays, or at least in some areas.
Hmm. Nice.
I'm so surprised you guys didn't have, like
the hand drop section of the gymnasium? No. No.
Dude, yeah, there's didn't have that. I don't know if this, like.
Yo, Michael, did you ever get a, sorry.
Sorry.
Did you ever get a handy in the back?
In school?
Yeah.
You were that kind of guy.
I'm asking him. I'm not asking about myself.
Just kidding. No judgment here?
No, not in school. That would be strange and unusual.
Okay.
Fed, you?
No. No, guys, that's fucking weird. We'd never do that.
No way.
Okay, this girl might pee-pee touched me, but that's it. You've been like pee-pee touched, you know? Like she just like
she's where?
Where?
Not like where on your pee-pee. I mean like where physically were you at the school?
It was like after school and she wanted to like I want to see what a dick looks like.
So my high school life was very innocent. Very innocent.
Cool.
No drugs.
So did you show her?
No, of course. That was this.
You asked that question like, I'm going to tell him about pee-pee touch later. I'm setting up for it.
I mean, I wanted to see if I was the only one.
The only one?
Yeah.
No, man. Kids in my school were just addicted to prescription drugs.
Prescription?
Yeah, there was like a big like pill problem in my school.
Damn.
It's like nothing to do in Hawaii besides fucking drugs.
Dude, Canada too.
Drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Bored as hell.
Boring everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck with the drugs?
I'm glad my outlet was the internet though and not methamphetamine.
Yes. Same.
Yeah, I was addicted to Maple here. Story.
Dude.
That was my drug.
Ragnarok Online.
Did you guys ever have MSN?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you remember that program that you could download and you would press like control space and it would hide your MSN into a secret icon and it would hide all your chat boxes?
No.
So
MSN is a messaging.
Oh, you don't know what MSN is.
Wait, you don't know? I thought you were saying yes, like Lily. Yes.
Well, I assume he doesn't know because like.
Do you know what AIM is?
Fucking AIM. I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I use that
shit. Okay. Well, yeah, it's just a chatting messenger application.
Yeah,
it's an IM,
right? Yeah.
But, like, obviously, I wasn't, like, allowed to be, like, messing around on the PC, so I had to pretend I was doing work. And then anytime my parents come out, control space. And it was incredible. It literally just erased everything and put it in a secret icon.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Technology.
I just controlled.
And.
Control D.
No, I was just gonna say and deception. Technology and deception.
I all tapped to random fan fiction sites and told my parents, yeah, I'm like reading essays. I just read like fan fiction.
I just hope they would never look close.
So they don't, my parents aren't good at English, so
deception.
I know deception. Very like bad this. Deception.
What deception were you guys up to? Your turn.
I would like to play video games really late into the night, so in my closet I set up like a little chair and like a little desk kind of area, and mm-hmm. I'd like put my real laptop in there, mm-hmm. and then I would put a fake laptop on my real desk, and then I'd put like a fake body underneath the covers, like with pillows and stuff, and like a wig with hair. This is not a trick. Like a wig with hair, and I would go like slip because my mom like knew she like I fucking love computers and just like playing video games and shit, and she would come into my room and like peek in on me like all the time, like 3 times a night. And so dude, I would, instead of that, I would slink into my closet and like put my headphones on and like be scrunched up. God. And I would be playing like League of Legends on Skyrim to like 4 in the morning.
That is
my
God. I love that.
She never knew. And then I think one day she did find out. Mm-hmm. She like, I don't know, maybe she like went over to me like tap on, but like,
and you were just,
I was in my like gamer zone, and she like fucking rips the door open. She's like, Michael, what the fuck are you doing?
Did you have like a really intense talk after?
She was just yelling. Oh, she was wow-y. So fucking
I'm
mad.
Actually scared
because she did not know how like long.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Well, I
good job.
Yeah, dude.
I used to sneak out a lot. Well, sort of a lot. Mostly because I had these friends that I played League with, but they didn't go to my high school, so I never actually saw them in person. But we would want to like go to the movies, or like our thing was going to McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
They always
yeah.
wanted McDonald's. To go really McDonald's. Late. Yeah. yeah.
McDonald's parking lot is where dreams, like where you get the dreams. Real. Of
come
all
true. Yeah. I was just going to say, yeah.
Dreams are dash. They come true.
But obviously, like if I go to my like, Middle Eastern strict parents, and I'm like, hey, can I go to McDonald's with these 5 random boys at midnight? They'll be like, no.
What the fuck? No. No.
I mean, nowadays, they actually know all these guys, and I was like, yeah, these are the guys I used to sneak out with when I was in grade 11, and they're like, oh, okay. But this one time, I snuck out, and I like left my purse in my backyard or something, and then I forgot it and went inside and fell asleep, and then my like dad found it the next day, and he was like, why is this outside? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, whatever the heck you do, you get caught sooner or later.
Yeah,
just hope it's not that bad.
I mean, as long as I can deal with yelling. I'm scared about, you know, the fucking chunkla, dude.
Would you guys ever hit your kids? Maybe this is not a thing hell to discuss. No. But just...
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I think I got really lucky that that was like a hard rule with my mom. She was like, no. But again, probably because she's a teacher and she sees like everything when it comes to parenting.
Mm-hmm. I just know that that didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it didn't work for me either.
It's just like, it made things worse, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just makes you feel resentment.
Yeah.
Like, why would you hit me like that?
And like,
hard?
That's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So for the lies and deception part, I would, so on Windows XP, mm-hmm. if you go into safe mode, mm-hmm. So I didn't know the password to my, they put a password because I had an addiction to maple syrup. But on Windows XP, you can go into safe mode and you can disable the password. So
interesting.
I would wake up at, I'd wake up at 1 a.m. Or not wake up, I mean, I go to bed like 12, and then when my parents go to sleep, I'd wake back up. You know, boop, 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 disable password, and then I'd play for like 6 to like 6 a.m. and then go to school.
Wow.
Yeah, and then come back and pretend like, oh, I'm doing homework, and then do it again the next night.
Nice.
I'd sleep in school a couple of times. It wasn't healthy, but yeah, when they found out, it was really bad.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It was like really fucking
Did
bad.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, dude. The screaming and the Spanish.
The Spanish screaming. Holy I see it come out sometimes in League.
Yeah, the whole house woke up, you know, like, it was that bad. Yeah, but, you know, it worth. Sorry, Mom.
My favorite childhood game
Wait,
was
Pokemon Puzzle League.
Okay, the reason, guys, come on. Okay, I found a game. And I'm like, oh, this game looks okay. I'll play it like once or twice. Then my neighbor came over, and we used to play all the time, right?
Aww.
And he was way better than me at first. Then I just kept playing like without him. I got really good, and I destroyed him. And then one day we were
seeing mastering something.
It felt good. Mm-hmm. I was very good. And then one day, like, I beat him, right? And he just like throws on the controller. He's like, "You're only good at this because you don't do anything else but play this game." And just like leaves.
Holy
Sounds
shit!
Sounds like Twitch
like,
chat.
Yes,
God,
and,
yes,
and.
I always liked that game a lot.
I grew up with like Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, like that was my trifecta up until like age 10, 11, 12. And then I got into MMOs and then I got lost in the sea of the internet, which was MMOs. Both good and bad for my development.
MMOs are great. You met all your friends online. You lose yourself.
I think I found a feeling of community that I had never had in person.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun.
Mm. Mine was Skyrim. Mm. It was not a multiplayer game, so maybe that's why I'm like this. But I think I've definitely logged like 3,000 or 4,000 hours on Skyrim. Because I would just like, during a summer, I would just like, the whole summer was just like, wake up, play Skyrim, go to sleep at 2 a.m., get coffee, and fucking do it again. That was like my entire summer, and that I fucking loved it. Fuck going out with other people. That was the best thing.
Okay.
Other than like MapleStory, I was like a COD boy. Like
I'd be like a COD boy.
I'd be the kid in the, you know, your Modern Warfare lobbies. Be like, dude, what's up, pussy? Fuck your mom, bro. Like, and I was actually pretty competitive about it, dude. I'd scrim. I'd like do tournaments. And then, as like any addiction, my parents took away my PlayStation, and you know, that was the end of that. So, but yeah, there was that and FIFA, but like, no one understands FIFA here.
It's like, I mean, it's soccer in a video game. What is there to understand?
FIFA was like Smash back in the day. And then Smash came out. And then people just dipped, you know. That was like the party game.
I remember when Smash came out, like I played it for fun. You know, did the whole home run contest.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And then there was Pichu in it, so I really liked it. My one regret, I think, is not taking Smash seriously. Because if I did, I'd be really good by now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I never took it seriously. All I did was just like spam B and, you know.
Honestly, that's how it
goes.
I wish I took that seriously. Because now I just suck at Smash. I never had that childhood training arc that everyone seems to go through.
No, I was very casual. Like, I would just play Kirby and Down B.
I did too.
Every single game, and I'd be like, ha, I am God. And then, like, my band had, a Smash tournament. I was like, fucking losers, down B, down B. And then they're, like, doing shit. Like, fuck, you just grab me? Oh, shit. And then I'm like, oh, Down B isn't working as well as it usually is.
Dude.
Is something broken with the game? And then, like, I learned, like, a very harsh lesson. Like, they're, like, actual things that go into Smash.
You had to adapt.
There's so much more nuances. You can't just press.
I did Down B on Pikachu a lot. Thunder.
Honestly, that would fucking work sometimes. And
sometimes
then,
on like clubs.
The player would be so
if
mad.
If you know what you're doing, you just get body so hard.
You guys gotta teach me to play sometime. I still have not gotten into Smash.
Really? Oh, wow.
Ever.
We should all play some Smash. Again.
Which sucks because it's like the best party
we
game.
Played on the projector. We just sit somewhere or on the couch.
We need chairs here.
I'm done.
I want to,
I'll play some Smash. That sounds really fun.
So like next time we have parties and there's a Smash game going on.
We can destroy them.
Exactly.
Let them know.
And I'm like, this is our fucking house.
Yeah.
Okay, get out.
There's always like a few people who are just godlike at that game and just destroy.
They're not invited.
Okay. They're not.
Okay.
So don't invite Zell. Don't invite.
Oh, shit.
I beat Zell.
Oh, you did?
I beat Zell a couple times.
I don't know if I could. Michael, flex.
You fucking, what's it called? Captain Falcon abuser.
I fucking man.
Yeah.
We just have to get a bouncer for the door at the parties and like talk, you know, like talk to the people who are good. Just be like, hey man, just like, I know you're good, just like, not here.
Yeah. sorry. Shoot.
Not here, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys have good sibling relations if you had siblings? Me and my brother fought all the time.
Yeah.
We were good up until I was like 10. We used to, like, play games together, and then from, like, 10 to, like, 20, just sworn enemies. And I think that's why, like, when I got into streaming, people were like, how do you deal with, like, such a toxic chat and, like, people saying things on the internet? I was like, I've been bullied by my brother for the last 10 years. Like, this is nothing.
Man, I actually came into use.
Yeah.
Brother, oh dude, just the same thing, like not that good. Like yeah.
You guys are so close now, so cute.
Yeah, yeah, he never saw eye to eye on things. Like I'd understand something a certain way and he'd see it differently, and that we disagree, and like we always just fight about it. But yeah, now things are better, you know, we're adults now, so
Same with my sister. We just like fought a lot from a very young age, and we never really clicked on a lot of things, but now I'd say we're like friends now. So like I can definitely like, I'm closer to her than like any other member of my family. So,
I remember when my brother he's like 5.5 years younger than me. So he used to be really scared of the dark. I'd be like, Daniel, get me water. I'm thirsty. And he had to go, this little like 6-year-old kid, right? Had to go downstairs. Well, I had to babysit him all the time. So it was just us in the house. He had to run downstairs, get the water for me, and run back upstairs. I did that a lot.
I thought you were going to tell some story about like how you kept him and like made him not so afraid of the dark. Oh, no.
I had to like babysit him like for so much. Like, I made food for us. Like, I just had to take care of him so much. We have a pretty good relationship. We never actually ever fought. Pretty good. He's a good kid.
Nice. Do you guys ever like accidentally like hit your sibling, be like, please don't tell dad, please don't tell mom, like I'll give you $10 for 5 minutes, please.
Oh, yeah.
They start like crying so loud, please stop. No,
yeah, it's such a panic feeling.
Yeah,
I would do so much deceit with my sister. I'd like, she didn't understand, like she's about 2 years younger than me, and at some point she didn't understand like the concept of like money, like paper money. And so she had like a $20 bill that she got for her birthday, and I had like 8 quarters. I remember this so fucking well. And I was like, hey, sister's name, look at this. 8 quarters is more than one bill, right?
Oh,
these
my
are heavier. Holy, and there are more of them. Shit. And she was like, okay. And I like took it and I was like, I'm going to buy a Nerf gun.
So cute though.
That's so funny.
And then my parents got very mad, and it was her Nerf gun from then on. So.
My very first memory of my little brother is when he was like 1 or something, like, you know, diapers and stuff, right? Everyone was always fussing over him. I was like completely ignored. I got really jealous. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm gonna make him get in trouble. This one, you. So I tried. Sorry. There was a door, right? I wanted him to like knock it down. So I would try to like bring him to the door and like. But once I think I tossed him too hard to the door. Yeah. And he started crying. And my parents like, the fuck are you doing, Lily? And I got in so much trouble. Oh, I got in so much trouble.
It's like yeeting your brother into a door.
I'm just imagining like you yeeting a little boy.
like a little harder each time to try and make it.
Oh, that didn't work. He just breaks down.
That's like one of my earliest memories, like just trying to eat my brother.
Jesus fucking Christ!
I'm in so much trouble. Oh my gosh.
One of my earliest memories with my brother was when we were in Morocco. So like I was in Morocco until I was 4, and I don't know why, but like I was angel until 1 year old, devil until 4, and then angel when I moved to Canada. Don't know why, but 3, but 1 to 4, not good. And during that time, we were like in an apartment or something, and my brother came home crying.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what happened? And like, apparently some kid like hit him downstairs, like in the play area. So me being like fucking 4, I don't know. I walk downstairs. I go up to this dude. I like tap him on the shoulder. I'm like, did you hit my brother? And he goes, yeah. And I just
smacked him. Holy shit.
I just fucking yeeted him.
Didn't something also similar happen with a girl? Like,
Did you hit
a girl as well?
Yeah, okay, in grade 9, but she kept hitting me. It was in class. It was so weird. And then I was like, stop it. Stop it. Stop. And she didn't stop. And I was like,
boom.
But Pokey, did she stop after that?
Oh, yeah.
She did. Yeah.
That's sometimes what I'm saying.
You heard it here, kids. Violence is the answer. I'm just kidding.
There's one. I was like 8 years old, right? And it was this, I was in an after-school program, like one of those where teachers don't really give a fuck.
Oh, they give you lunch though, which is nice.
There was a kid
like snacks
who kept bothering me, like relentlessly, like just like insulting me and just like poking me, like just like really being really annoying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not proud of this. I sharpened my pencil And while he's working, I go up to him, like, eye to eye, like, face to face. I'm like, if you bother me again, I'm going to stab this in your head.
I can totally imagine her saying that.
It's protection.
What the fuck?
We're just protecting ourselves.
This is relevant because earlier that year, I had accidentally stabbed my finger with a pencil. And it, like, mm-hmm. really hurt and everyone knew about it. So that's where I got the idea from. Mommy, if you do it again, I'm going to stab you. And he's like, what? But then after that, I noticed he, like, didn't bother me again. Another story. Okay, I'm not proud of this either. In Korea, I was, again, 8 or 9. I was a really terrible year. I was playing, you know, having fun with my cousin. These two boys my age come up. They start chucking pebbles at me. Like, hard what pebbles. And I was like, hurt. I'm like, can you please stop? And they just keep chucking it. So I grab a fistful of pebbles. And I throw it at them, right? And then they start like, yo, what the mm-hmm. fuck? So they go to the security guard and tell on me. Like, mm-hmm. this girl's throwing pebbles. And he comes up to me. He's like, did you throw pebbles at these boys? And I'm like, yeah, but he did it first. And he's like, why would you throw the pebbles back? You just have to come to me, right? I'm like, but you didn't do anything, right? Like, what am I supposed to do? But they stopped chucking pebbles at me. So that's I'm not what sure what
matters. Maybe we're not teaching yes. people the right thing, works. But... Just no, talking about personal.
Work. Or does it work?
It didn't yeah. work. I yeah. told them. They did. Like, they just kept throwing rocks at me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was weird. Mm. Okay. Anyway.
Action is the only solution.
Mm. All kids have a bit of evil in them.
Those are, but those are like.
For like no reason.
Like when you like have, when you, that's like your tipping point. You know, like you can only tolerate so much until you just like snap.
Explode,
And like you have to do something to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an explode moment, Michael?
I don't get angry really often. I was pretty calm throughout most of school. There was one time someone insulted my girlfriend in like a biotech class, and I told him I would kill him. And I like went up to him.
Oh my god, big boyfriend right here.
I remember feeling like such he like insulted her in like a hit home kind of way. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. And I like just like flushed with rage and I was like, and then he like super like winced back and was very apologetic. But I think that was the only time I ever.
I think it's always scary when people you don't expect to snap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because you don't expect it. That's why
you're the best at holding it.
Because you don't know what to expect.
Then you know, like, you did something wrong. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Did for them to snap like that.
Did you guys ever, like, did people sell a lot of stuff in your school? Like, kids selling snacks
fucking
and shit?
Cheetos, man. Dude, Cheetos and, like, the chocolate for, like...
Not really.
No? I thought that was, like, a more normal thing. There were kids, like, selling... Like, kids would make
food. That's actually, like, a cartoon TV show thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've never seen that in person. Like, you sometimes see in, like, is the show Recess? Mm. Like, you'll have, like, I'm selling, like... These things.
Yeah, it was like that.
Like,
what do you buy?
What do you sell?
Only drugs. That's the only thing people sold in my school.
Really? It was food for me. Like, kids would make spamosabis, like, the morning. Oh. Like, spamosabis, which are delicious.
I need to fucking take my kid to Hawaii in high school.
Sell them for a big premium. Yeah.
Wow.
For a big brain.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if there were things going on like that in my school, I was just oblivious. I led a very innocent high school life. Same.
Okay, not to be weird, but looking back, I now remember, like, so many parties in high school where there were, like, much older men and, like, underage girls. Anyone relate? Like, no. It was, like...
I didn't go to high school parties.
Because obviously when you're in high school, it's, like, 14 to 18, but then there's people who do, like, a victory lap or two, and they're friends. Yeah, so there would be, like... parties with like 15-year-olds and 20-year-olds at the same time. And like the thing that kind of makes me cringe is remembering that like back then, like the older a guy is, it's like the cooler he is. But in reality, that's means not cool. Weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even have high school parties. So, but that's really fucking weird, dude. Jesus.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to those parties?
I didn't really go to that many parties. I went to the dances because I was like school involved. Mm. But I, dude,
you heard about
when
it?
Something happens, the whole school knows.
Yeah.
It should shoot. Mm. I'm surprised you guys are all like from the U.S. and I'm from Canada and I had like the crazy high school.
You had the American high school experience.
No, we had drugs.
I remember like... their programs, I don't know, all drugs are bad.
Yeah, making the pamphlet. Mm-hmm. This is why cigarettes are bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone else not listening, though.
I guess no one was listening at my school.
The best, you know, like their drug campaigns back then were like, oh, don't do drugs, you'll die. But mm-hmm. the best one was like, oh, like, what was it? I don't like, oh, this guy did weed. He did not die. He did not get sick. He did not get disease. He did not do this. In fact, he didn't do anything. And then the campaign is basically showing him.
He was just a lazy piece of shit. Yeah,
and
okay.
getting nothing done with his life. I'm like, that's actually really strong.
That's a lot
like,
more impactful than like you go to hell.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a lot more honest about it. Like, it just,
Yeah, drugs are weird, dude. I would never do drugs.
Oh, I remember. Okay, I'm just on a tangent. When you mentioned like older guys and like the younger girl at the party, this took place like, I remember I was in an MMO and there was this guy who wanted to be my friend. I'm like, okay, this is nice. And he would always like, hey, you know, you're really cute. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sends me free items and stuff. I'm like, okay. And he's like, where do you live? And I'm stupidly was like, oh, I live in, you know, New Jersey, blah, 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 blah. He's like, oh, I live here. Maybe we can like meet up or something. And I'm like, I was like 14 by the 15, right? And I'm like, something isn't like clicking in my
computing,
brain.
Yeah.
Right? It was like weird because every time I went in the game, he would wait for me and like sit with me and stuff. Eventually,
fucking henny hose, man.
I was like, hey, I'm not, I don't want to meet you. Like, I don't want to. And he's like, but I gave you all of this stuff. I'm like,
okay,
I just want to meet you. And then he started like making me feel really bad. Like, I can't believe you would do this to me. You're a terrible friend. Oh. And I just blocked him.
Good.
That was creepy though.
I used to meet a lot of people online. And I think that's where I got most of my social experience. And I distinctly remember talking to a guy through League, becoming friends. And this is off topic, so we could cut it out. And I was like,
oh, fuck.
God, I was like, sir, you need a therapist or psychiatrist. I cannot help. And then I deleted him because I was very scared.
Yeah, yeah. It is not on a 14-year-old to give advice about that shit.
That's so weird.
Internet be wildin'.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I also like, I mean, not related to your story, but I dated a girl in MapleStory. And we were like, you know, we do fucking coupley shit, you know? Like, I felt like a real relationship. And then one day she asked for my MySpace. I feel like I've said this story a couple times. She asked for my MySpace, and, you know, I was 14 at the time. Or 13. We exchanged MySpace after like 3 months, 4 months. Yeah, she was 18. So after that, she like unmarried me. And then.
Did she know that you were?
That was 14?
Yeah.
No, not until she saw my MySpace page and saw that I was underage.
Bro, can you imagine?
And then like I didn't understand. I didn't understand why she like unmarried me. So like I kind of like I low key stalk her and like you know control F like see what channel they're on, see what location. Like she'd be with another boy, and then like it broke my heart. I was crying
For
like
for the best.
That was like the first girl I ever cried about. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. But like
I feel like the list of like weird childhood shit I've gone through, like I could just go on and on. The first guy I liked online, and he liked me, and we had like a little MapleStory relationship too, and we would message each other through YouTube.
YouTube
inboxes.
Yeah. It was like kind of like email ish, right?
Yeah, I remember. It was an inbox.
Yeah.
Super weird.
And it was like so cringy. I found some of it not long ago. Ouch to read. Okay, and then. I think I don't even remember why, but I was like, oh, like, we can't be together. I, like, need to move on, whatever. And he was like, I'm going to kill myself. And my mind, imagine the first, your first random MapleStory boyfriend. And he's like, I'm going to kill myself. And my anxiety levels boom. I told my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
annoying. And she's like, don't worry about it. Oh, but he's totally fine. And now we're friends on Instagram.
Okay, so. Funny.
And he's like, I really like your stream. I'm like, thank you.
That's funny as fuck.
Do you ever feel like your old friends from high school or school finding you, your stream or your YouTube? And like,
being like, I wish I like talked to you more in high school now. Okay.
I do occasionally, yeah. It's more like... I still keep in touch with a few, you know, a few of high school friends, but it's like, you know, it's the ones that like you never talk to that much and who then like hit you up.
Yeah, dude. The homies, like I'll help them out. But like, if you're like some random from my high school that like we talked like, I don't know, a handful of times, like, okay, No, it will not be on your podcast. Fuck off.
I had this guy from, I don't know, high school or college. I don't remember, right? We were like, you know, friends, I think. But then obviously drift apart. Don't really do much. I don't talk to him, period.
Yeah.
He emailed me and Hannah, our manager,
multiple
times, like, hey, I knew her in this school. Like, we used to work together. We used to, like, do stuff together. Can you please, like, get me in contact? Like, I would like her to help promote my music album thingy machine. I don't remember what it was. He wanted me to promote his music. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It just felt awkward, you know, like.
It's weird.
Like, they preface it, like, hey, like, we used to, like, I know her, like, well, we're close, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's always interesting.
Oh, dude, I cringed, actually. So. Yeah. That was delayed.
He
just wanted me to, like, promote his music.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music was it, just out of curiosity?
It was just a song. I don't know what to call it. It was a song.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was like just an okay song.
I
had no interest in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you guys think you've changed over the years?
Change is good. Sorry. Sorry.
Personally, like, as I said earlier, I don't know why. Like, I literally used to think, like, people fell into two baskets and I was like, you're good or you're bad, which is like such, it's kind of like a big-headed thing to think. Mm-hmm. So I think that and just like managing friendships, not taking shit too seriously. I mean, I still do, but I just like, it's like I recognize myself more and I recognize I was worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I appreciate other people's different like skills more.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be like, you just have to be good at, and like, I wouldn't appreciate like communication and stuff as much. Mm-hmm. I remember like a friend being like, she prioritized communication over like, I think she was going into engineering, and she was like they're of equal importance, like the ability to do the thing and the ability to communicate the thing. And I was like, no, it's not, idiot. You just need to be able to do the thing. But like, if you can do anything, but if you can't communicate it to people, it's fucking useless.
It is useless, yeah.
Appreciate social skills a lot more now, 100%.
Mm. I'm more open-minded too. I used to think like all drugs, death, white people happy.
And now I'm a crack addict.
That's good. We all are.
Change.
I don't kill. I don't know. How did I change? Less self-conscious, I guess, in general.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even over the last like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
That we've known each other.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Absolutely right.
I think I've been better at like if someone comes to me for advice, like I'm pretty good at like giving them like understanding. Like I'm better at understanding people now.
Putting yourself in other people's
shoes. You're more empathetic?
Yeah.
You're like an empath.
You're like empath.
Because before you just, you know, you'd see it from your eyes and like, that's it. You know, like you.
Yeah, that's a good skill to have.
I think it's a skill everyone should have.
Yeah, it's super underappreciated.
Putting yourself in their shoes and you realized, oh, we should stop being dicks to each other.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard, but if you could tell your younger self anything, what would it be?
Listen to your parents even less. Go with your gut more.
Wow.
Yes.
I agree with that. Go with your gut.
I like go with your gut.
I've had so much success with especially that. Especially with people. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when people kind of rub you the wrong way.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the time you end up being right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think for me especially like stress less. I didn't really realize till like later in like university, but like I gave myself health issues from stressing over school when I'm like 16. What the
but at that age, like you don't know any better.
You really don't.
Like your entire life is probably just school, studying. You're probably really worried about what you're gonna do, what college you're gonna get into, your parents' expectations of you, and comparing yourself to your peers, like two people that age, I feel like it's difficult.
Yeah. Oh,
you have like
sure.
such a narrow world. View. Yeah. You're not able to see it.
You can't see the big picture. Yeah.
Small things kind of feel like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
It's
for
hard
sure.
to be convinced otherwise. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it is.
I mean, also, like, you get so much fucking work in high school, dude. Or like yeah. You have six classes, right? And like,
dude, do you think it's bad? And then you go into university and you're like,
oh, God, yeah. dude. Like, it's insane. I mean, university, yeah. not, I don't think it was bad for me. But
that's why I gave up in high school. I did no work. Oh, once I was in Spanish 2 honors. I remember this, and this was the year I started like deteriorating.
Muy bien.
Deteriorating.
No, like literally deteriorating. She gave us a test, right? It's like 2 pages of Spanish, and I'm like, I know nothing. I'm not gonna do anything on this except draw all over the paper. So both sides, I drew all over the paper, and she's coming, you know, cutting the paper, handing in the test and everything. She looks at mine and she looks at me and she looks at my paper and she's like, ah, like, you know, what do you say to that?
I thought you were gonna say like she gave you some marks for nice drawing.
No, nothing. She just no. She looks so like baffled, like, what are you even doing this? Yeah, yeah. Like, what would you do?
You just no respect the decision. Yeah.
And I told her, I just gave her this, like, sorry. Oh,
fucking, it is what
sorry,
it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like Spanish. Peace. That was like fun. That.
Yeah. It's a stupid amount of work for that age.
Oh, it was a lot of work. That's why I just stopped yeah. and just played games.
I did a lot of giving up in high school as well.
I just wish high school was a bit more well-rounded so people of different types could...
Yeah, that would have been
excel
cool.
...excel and, like, learn to enjoy learning.
Yeah, so I think that was the biggest problem for a lot of people. Like, they don't know mm-hmm. how to...
Enjoy, like, the process
yeah, it's,
of improvement.
It's really
I think I just
fun.
Got lucky because yeah. I like math and shit or like the stuff that was forced upon, but it's forced upon everyone. Yeah. And if that's not your cup of tea, then it's just not fair.
I remember in history class, I asked the teacher, like, what's the point of learning all this? You know, like doing that thing.
I was like,
I totally said that.
And I will never forget the look on his face of just disappointment. He was an older person. You know, he clearly liked teaching history. Yeah. He's like, so we don't make the same mistakes again. I'm like, I just felt so bad. I'm like, I just shut up. You know, I didn't say anything else.
I stopped trying up until like, I don't know, like some point in middle of senior year where I was like, oh, I need to work to eat. I was like teaching myself how to do computer stuff at that point. And I was like focusing on grades and stuff. And I was like, wow, I don't have like a 1.8 anymore. Like it was going up and up. And then I was like, man, I'm getting worse at computer stuff because I'm spending so much time on like English and stuff. And I was like, nah, fuck that. Back to computer stuff. And they slipped all
hey,
over.
Hey, the decision worked out.
Yeah, I guess so.
There were some fun classes in high school, like art,
art,
music,
yeah,
creative writing.
There was a cooking class I never got to take.
Did you give yourself projects?
Yeah, so stuff online.
I see.
Like I would sit in like band class and uh-huh. like this, or like after school band because uh-huh. I was in like so much band. And I'd have, like, it was super cringe. Like, I'd have my laptop on another chair next to me. Mm-hmm. Also, all, like, the good saxophone players graduated. So, I was, like, de facto first chair for saxophone. So, he couldn't be, like, no. And so, like, when my section wasn't playing, I just, like, go over at my computer and, like, start going shit and stop paying attention to him completely.
That's funny.
Yeah, just, like, random projects. Yeah. You know, my, speaking of your history teacher that you made sad, we had a substitute teacher that... The kids in our class, they bullied him so hard that he went to his desk and started crying.
No.
And it wasn't me. I wasn't one of the people, but they were like, fuck, his name was something like funny. I think his name was
What happened after that?
He kept crying and he was just sitting in his desk for like the whole period and we just like had a, you know, de facto free period. And I felt so bad for him. I wrote a little note for him. I was like, I apologize for the other kids in my class. And I like slipped it onto his desk.
That is so cute.
And fucking left. Like there's nothing more I could do.
That's really
like,
sad.
What
kids
am I gonna
be yeah. really, really relentlessly cruel.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Stand up to the teacher? Stand up to the kids for the teacher?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
That's just fucking bad news.
That is probably a gesture that meant a lot
to him. Yeah, he probably liked it.
Or meant a lot to him. Meaned.
Yeah. He kept substitute teaching. So
nice.
That's tough.
You saved him.
I remember I had a substitute teacher in eighth grade that no one liked.
Yeah.
He was very quirky, you know? Everyone made fun of him behind his back. He left his laptop open once, and we all saw a divorce article. And he quickly closes it.
Oh.
And that, like, always, like, oh. And then we're like, oh my God, did you see this? Like, your kids.
Yeah.
And then we felt really bad after that. Mm.
You know, my science teacher did something really fucked once, that, and it didn't register it fucked as fucked at the time, but he took all the kids' grades in the middle of the semester, and he put them on, like, the board for everyone to see, and he was like, okay, these are the group of kids that, and he, like, pointed to, like, the good grades above, like, a B. This is the group of kids who are going to do something with their lives, and this is the group of kids who's going to work at McDonald's and work for these kids. And I was like, guess I'm working at McDonald's. Fuck you. And then now look at me. I make YouTube videos on the internet for kids, idiot.
But you make it very seldom. You make them like once every
week. Yeah, sometimes not even that. Yeah. That was such like a weird, unnecessary thing to do.
People are like, oh, you're going to work at McDonald's.
I told that so much.
We need people
who work at McDonald's. Yeah,
we need everyone.
Fucking dreams come true at McDonald's parking lots at 1 in the morning.
Nate Shot used to work at McDonald's.
Yeah, fuck. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so either. It's just so condescending and like feels bad. Like, why?
Yeah.
This one time in second grade, I wanted to do good on a test, but I knew that I wouldn't. I had like a paper beneath me. And so I was like looking at the answers. So I cheated on a test in second grade. And then after the test finished, I felt so bad I told the teacher.
I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm sorry I cheated. She's like, it's okay.
Aww, she probably thought you were so precious, honestly. Yeah. Like a little girl. Just,
you just cheated. I'm like crying.
You guys cheat a lot in school? Well, not you, obviously, after that traumatizing experience.
I cheated twice.
But sometimes don't get caught though.
I usually had like a group of boys, and like, you know, they'd all sit around me, and like I'd be the cheatee. Like they
cheated, or they would cheat off of you.
Yeah. And so like we'd have like signals, you know, like. Sometimes, I mean, more often they'd just look at my paper and just like
look.
And I think fourth grade. We had a test. You had to know all the 50 states. And I cheated. I looked at like my neighbor's answer and I wrote it down. And then I felt so bad, right?
Aww.
So I like looked at my paper. I'm like, am I really going to hand this in? I can get a good grade, but I'd be a cheater. So I sat down. I'm like, all right, let me compromise. So I crossed out like a few to give myself a solid
integrity.
And I'm like, you know what? This is fine. Yeah. I got this. And I...
Yeah, because you
don't. That's pretty fair.
You had integrity.
You also don't want to raise any like eyebrows. You know, like, huh?
Did too well.
She was doodling for the whole first quarter. Now has an A plus.
Yeah.
Did you guys have chubby phases?
Yes.
Oh yes.
No.
Same. Yeah. But I remember, like, near the end of my chubby phase, like this guy in class, like, deadpan, like, called me fat in front of the whole class. Yeah. And I think I cried, and the teacher was like, that's not nice.
Why?
But then, like, no meme. I went to Morocco, and, like, in a summer, I don't know if it was puberty, Morocco, like, in a summer, I probably dropped, like, 30. Fourth grade. What's fourth grade?
Oh, fourth grade?
Wow. That's
like, you know, eight or nine. Nine-ish?
I actually know.
Still baby.
And you just dropped it?
All the way.
Fuck, let's go to Morocco, boys. Morocco.
But I remember that now. But I grew up going to the same high school as him, and it's like, it's so sad because like kids don't even mean that sort of thing.
No,
but
they
things
don't.
Like that will always happen.
They will stick with you.
I hope it doesn't stick with people too much because I think even the other kids are like either projecting or had a bad day or whatever it is.
Are you okay?
Oh my God, I want to see chubby phase all of you guys.
Oh God. I was chubby around that age too, but that was because I ate ice cream like every day. Then my mom took me to the pediatrician, and my pediatrician like looked at my cholesterol level. It was really fucking high for my age, like dangerously so. And then she's like, Lily, will you step outside for a second while I yell at your mom? She ripped into my mom. Like, how could you let your child get to this point? Her cholesterol level is like abnormally high, like even for an adult. And my mom got like so scared. I don't know. My cholesterol level was just really high. So and then my mom's like, all right, you need to start eating salads and nothing. And like, I just felt so shamed, right?
That's not the way to do it.
There was one time I wanted to eat a yogurt, right? It had some cholesterol. Yogurts are fatty, right? My mom snatches it out of my hand, looks at the nutrition facts, and she's like, do you want to die?
Holy shit.
It's a yogurt, though.
Your mom is yogurt.
It was like, it's a lot of sugar. Yogurt's not
but like, still.
So I felt so bad, man.
That is not how to deal with that situation.
You know what, though? I'm glad the doctor, like, ripped into your mom and not into you, you know?
100%
Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't my fault. Yeah. Not my fault. My mom gave me money every day to buy ice cream. Went to the same store every day. Same just bought ice cream. Yeah. No, I bought a different kind of ice cream every single day.
You sampled the whole stuff.
That's what's up.
I dropped my chubby phase. It was like high school. Because like middle school and high school, I was just like, wait, what is that? But I figured the reason I dropped it on accident, unintentionally, because my parents would give me like lunch money, you know, to eat, you know, like you do.
And
I was like, this is mine now. I just put it in my pocket and that was then my, I didn't have like allowance. So that was my like fucking allowance.
I did the same fucking thing.
And then I just wouldn't eat throughout the day. And then I go home and have one meal, and it was just a fucking massive meal. And that is, that's how that happened.
I mean, you mean money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that reminds me.
But my parent, my parents stopped giving me lunch money because,
they knew?
Because I'd go out a lot and be like, hey, how are you paying for that movie?
Nice friends.
You flew too close to the sun.
Why do you have new clothes? Those new shoes.
I remember when my dad caught on to the fact that our high school dances were really inappropriate, but I always went because like I was student council, I was really involved. But when he realized, and he was like, you know, like, is there anything that would make you maybe not want to go to the dance? And I was like, $40 next on cash.
Hell yeah, dude. I would do the same shit.
I would stay home.
Yeah, that's
great.
Right.
Now you win out in that transaction. Really. Like, dude, that's amazing.
He's happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, you're learning business at a young age.
Truly.
Wow.
How did your dad find out about the, like, the dances?
I don't recall. I mean, I think
all parents talk.
Because as I said, like at one point they had to stop them because like kids were showing up drunk or like it was just wild enough. So I think all the parents kind of heard.
Maybe they made an like announcement or something. Like
trauma. I'm joking. Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Holy shit.
If this video gets 50
we'll do a dedicated trauma episode.
Let's get 50k likes, guys. Dedicated childhood trauma episode. Okay.
Is that a lot of...
There's four times the usual amount.
Four? Is that three? Like
that's too much.
Yeah.
Even twice as much as a lot. Yeah. So, 40k likes. We'll talk about our childhood traumas in depth.
Thank you for watching.
Remember have to a great like, day. Comment, and subscribe to this video.
Or else Michael Reeves will show up while your lights are turned off from under your bed yelling nightmare, 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 nightmare.
With a taser.
I think people
and
would
his
like
demon
that.
Dog, which will maybe.
Or else he won't.
Yeah. Or else he won't upload a new video.
Ooh.
I'll do that anyway. Thank you guys for watching. Goodbye.
Bye.